Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast, a place for adventurers and friends. You join us as we delve deeper into the Fall of Plaguestone and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. A recap of Session 17. The Archer Orc comes out and surrenders and doesn't stab us in the back. Who are the heroes of this campaign again? She gives us what info she has. V is Death's Villery. After she goes, we start investigating stuff. We find a room with some hard-to-hit Airhawk things. They are defeated.
Varnak, go up the stairs on the north end side of the room.
Varnak goes up the stairs.
This door is not locked.
I will perceive the door for traps.
All right.
I'll do it too.
Varnak gets a 19.
And Vorn.
27.
You do not find any traps on this door.
Varnak opens the door.
All right. Varnak opens this door. This it has arrow slots around the... I'm not going to say exterior. The hell would I call that? Just around the room.
Around the wall?
Yeah, yeah. Arrow slots around the wall here. And looking for the lookout, you can see this is the top of the tower. It's a really badly positioned tower. It's not tall enough to see over the wall very well.
I mean, if orcs designed it, it's not a huge surprise.
However, in this room, there's not a lot in here. It looks like you've got a ladder that goes up. There's a trap door at the top of the ladder. There's a chamber pot in here, a little cot that's set up. Looks like a guard post.
What is along the north wall? Is that like a bookshelf or?
I don't know. It doesn't really say in the book, so I'm just going to say nothing.
Well, let's perceive this room. I'm assuming this is probably Grey Tusk's room. Maybe she sleeps in that cot. So we'll give that a search. 27.
Very thorough search. You take 10 minutes to just dig through this room and find nothing.
I mean, if she had time, she absolutely could have just taken it herself.
Yeah, you absolutely gave her enough time. She spent 20 minutes in this room just being afraid of leaving the room.
Varnak goes up the ladder.
The trapdoor is closed at the top of the ladder.
I will check it for traps before I open it.
All right.
I get a 16.
You see no traps.
I open it.
This leads to the roof of the guardhouse. Up here, the only thing that you can really see is a bucket of arrows.
And a lot of blood.
Yeah, and a lot of blood too. Yeah, yeah.
Bucket of arrows?
Mm-hmm.
I take 5 of them.
You're just refilling the only 5 arrows you shot.
Yes. I'm unchecking those 5 off of my...
Fair enough.
And that's it? Nothing else up here?
Not that you can see. You can see over the wall on the roof very easily.
Do I see anything like back towards this gate to the north or anything like that? Is there anything? Can I see anything useful from up here?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
You see a parrot flying around overhead.
I wave at Roxy. Just for fun, I will do a perception check up here, 23, just to see if someone dropped a ring or something on accident or
wouldn't that be
hid something like in a little nook or cranny.
You thoroughly search the roof. However, you find nothing up here other than the bucket filled with arrows.
I call down, anybody need any arrows? Hearing silence, I assume that's a no, and I climb down.
All right.
So well, how much further do we want to go investigate here before we rest?
No further, I think is the answer.
It's about 1 in the afternoon.
I need spells. I'm like out of all my spells except for cantrips.
How about we finish exploring except for like not going into the actual like workshop or tunnel or whatever the fuck?
Problem is we don't know where that is. I'm not sure what leads where at this point.
Okay, so Grey Tusk couldn't have gotten that far. I called a Roxy to come down.
What you want?
Apparently nothing.
Apparently nothing.
Could you go quick catch up with Grey Tusk there and ask her which door we shouldn't open?
You want Roxy to go talk to Grey Tusk?
I don't want to do that.
All right, fine. That's understandable.
She shot me, remember?
Understandable. Yeah, I suggest we open no more doors until tomorrow. I don't know why you're anxious to do this. It's just chill.
Because it's 1 o'clock. Seems like such a waste to bed down for the night now.
Go play cards. Let's play dice. Let's, you know, throw rocks at things.
Let's go throw rocks at the mountainside.
It could be fun.
Warren does that in his spare time quite a bit.
Yeah, it's exactly.
It's a good time.
Apparently, we're resting for the day and the night.
That sounds like it's the plan. At least it's Plum's plan. Sure as hell ain't Varnak's plan.
Varnak does not like sitting around that much.
So me and Varnak, keep exploring.
Yeah, do that. Do that. What does Daru have to say?
I'm always up for a fight. Let's go. Fuck cards.
I don't know, Plum.
She said something about the wind elementals being guardians, but I don't remember her saying what they were guarding. Did she? I don't think she did.
She did not.
I think we go open this little door down here.
The one outside, you go back outside, and there's a door to the south?
Yes. And I say that because I think those guys were guarding something, and I think that might be the entrance farther deeper in. I'm just guessing here, but that's what I'm going with.
I'll follow him, but I stand well back.
Check this door for traps. I get a 16.
You do not find any traps. However, this door is locked.
I attempt the key.
Put the bronze key into the keyhole. Nope, it won't turn.
Plum, you want to try this? I can try it. I do have a thievery. I'm trained in it.
I suppose. I'll roll a check to open it.
All right.
Do you want this to be secret?
No.
Okay.
Not necessary.
Out in the open check, I roll a 1 and get a 9.
Did you have thieves' tools?
Yeah, I have thieves' tools.
You break a couple of picks.
Wonderful.
In fact, you break very critical picks in that thieves' tool set.
I have broken my thieves' tool set.
Why would you do that?
By rolling a 1.
Well, I guess I can give it a try.
Varnak, do you have thieves' tools?
I do have thieves' tools.
Wow. Look at you, bunch of prepared adventurers. Plum scuttles back.
Yep. I actually did that on purpose because I wanted Varnak to take the brunt of whatever trap is there.
I get an 18 to attempt to open the door.
You get your set of picks in there and you start fiddling around with it. You can't get any of these tumblers to move, though. You fail. Not bad enough to break anything, though. So that's a plus.
Is this a wood door?
Let me check.
Daru!
You know, you guys haven't actually successfully unlocked anything yet.
It's not easy.
No, I guess we have. Things simply.
Yeah, we unlock things.
No, breaking them doesn't count. Breaking them doesn't count.
We get in, so.
It's the same result.
I take out my sturdy warhammer.
Why would you not use the great club?
I don't know. Don't you think a warhammer, a big metal tip, would be better at busting a door than
a
piece of wood?
I would use my axe if you're going to use your warhammer.
We find out what kind of
door this is. We've seen the warhammer take out doors already.
Well, yeah, but the great club has a higher damage die, so you would do more damage more often, likely.
All right, I'm just saying, if you had a hammer or you had a club, how are you going
to open it? But it's a magic club.
All right, it's magical. You stopped me dead. All right, it's open. I use the magical club.
Daru knocks again.
Yeah, Daru knocks on the door very hardly. Hardly?
Hardly.
Very
aggressively. Hardly?
Hardly?
So hard.
That doesn't work either.
So hard.
Aggressively.
There you go. Hard doesn't work here. Daru aggressively pounds on the door with his warhammer. So, here's a section on forcing open. Structures that can be opened, such as doors, gates, and windows, can be forced open using athletics. This is usually necessary only if they're locked or stuck. The DC to force open a structure uses the thievery DC of its lock, but adjusts it to be very hard. If there's no lock, use the following table. Blah, blah, blah. So yes, you can actually force the door open with a crowbar. And I think Plum has a crowbar, if I remember correctly.
Sure do.
Plum has a crowbar, and you can force open using a crowbar using with an athletics check. Or I suppose you can take 4 minutes and just break down the fucking door.
I proffer the crowbar up to Daru, should he desire to use it.
Crowbar, warhammer. Crowbar, warhammer.
Crowbar.
Crowbar? All right, go ahead and make an athletics check then.
A 17.
It's stuck in there real good. You can't force it open with the crowbar.
Fucking 16 to hit it with a great club.
let's go back to the what was it? 4 minutes for a regular door that we decided.
Sure.
Daru starts knocking on the door with his great club. Thwack, thwack. It does take about 5 minutes. Daru's just breaking this door down with the hammer. The door falls open to reveal a well-appointed lounge. Off to one side, a pair of padded chairs sits in front of a fireplace lit with faintly glowing embers. Two bookcases flank the fireplace along the curved wall. They are filled with tomes, scrolls, and an assortment of odd and esoteric objects. Nearby, a staircase goes up to a second level, and a door stands partly open on the south side of the room. Hmm. Everybody give me a perception check.
Even Plum, who's standing way far back?
Nope, Plum, fuck off.
13 for Varnak.
All right.
25s.
Daru is hyper aware after smashing that door down.
Born got 25 also.
You guys come into this room. It's a very well-furnished room. It looks like it might be for receiving visitors, or it's just a very well-furnished lounge. What do you do?
I see a lounge. It looks
we could comfy. Rest here. Yeah, there's like a fireplace and everything. We could definitely rest here.
Smells way better than the orc sleeping caves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel more exposed here, though. That many doors in.
There are like 4 entrances to this room.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'll move one of the sofas up against the northern door.
Yeah, just move a sofa or a chair against each door.
Use these random possible bookcases and put those in front of a door.
Yes. Yep. What else do we see? Is it just a lounging area? Like, straight up, like...
Aside from what I've described, no, it just looks like a lounge. Stairs leading up. This door is partially open.
Plum will walk up because I am curious about something. Do I see any indication that anybody's been in here recently? Is there a layer of dust over everything? Are there any, like, obvious footprints?
Go ahead and give me a perception check. You already did. No, you didn't.
I did not. Ugh. I roll a 2 and get an 8.
Hard to tell. Really hard to tell.
That's fair.
There's a lot of cool shit in here, though.
I go take a look at the fireplace. Any logs?
No.
Any piles of wood nearby?
No.
Hmm. Anything on the shelves that could be burned?
Easily. There's plenty of books.
Hmm. Do they look like interesting books?
Pick one up and read it.
I skim over the names of the books.
And you see things like...
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Of Mice and Men.
You actually don't see any book titles here. They all seem to be leather-bound journals.
Oh.
And one thick, what looks like a ledger of some kind.
Well, I set it aside, though I'll let my party know what I'm seeing here. Do we want to take a look through this now, or did we want to open up some more doors?
More door.
But we might find Sauron.
So what's the plan, party?
We're going to throw the One Ring into Mount Doom.
Do we have any halflings in the group? Any hobbits?
I'm a gnome that's close.
I thought and you
I am also I am also 100% the Lord of the Rings of this group.
Yeah, without
all the rings.
That's right.
I am a halfling. I lied. I'm not a gnome. I'm a halfling.
You're a fucking halfling. Furry-footed halfling.
I'm a halfling, and I'm wearing all the rings. So, you know, it's me. I am the Lord of the Rings.
Ted's the Lord of the Flies.
Yep. Yep. We are all nodding vehement agreement on that.
Oh, what's the name of the poor little kid in Lord of the Flies?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
Piggy or something like that?
Piggy. Piggy.
Piggy. Oh, God.
Anyway, Plum again suggests that we rest before we open up any more of these doors.
Because okay, we won't open any more doors. I look at the stairs.
Oh, God damn it.
Varnak, as you go farther into the room, you hear from the partially open door to the south a bunch of clanking.
Oh.
Clank, 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 clank.
Then I will switch to stealthing and try to peek through the door. I had 21 to stealth.
go ahead and peek through the door.
Perception. We will get a natural 20 for a 30.
Ooh, woohoo.
Well then.
What do I see through this door?
Yeah. Let me just give you all the fucking details here.
In this room, this is very obviously a kitchen. There are dirty pots and pans that are piled high. I mean, piled high on the table that's in the middle of this room, obscuring the view of the fireplace that sits beyond. Something in this kitchen is making a terrible racket. It sounds like a wooden spoon clattering against an iron pot. But you cannot see past the pile of pots and pans on the table. But your perception check was good enough. You hear what sounds like a wooden spoon and an iron pot, but you also hear little wings.
Bird stirring a pot with a wooden spoon.
We're about to enter a Disney movie.
Yep. This is the alternate version of Ratatouille.
What do you do?
I will call out, "Who's in there?
Who's that?"
You see a little this thing. Hold on, let me pull up a picture. Flutter up to look over the pots and pans.
My God, that is adorable.
Tell if it's adorable or terrifying.
It is adorably terrifying. A terrifyingly adorable. I
David,
see.
Could you
the
describe
face,
that?
I see the face of a beluga whale, but very smiley and happy and kind of chubby, like a chubby beluga whale. A beluga whale that's eaten a little bit too much.
Beluga whales are kind of smiley and chubby.
They are. Attached to it is like the body of a marshmallow with little
marshmallow.
Yeah, little marshmallow arms and tiny, tiny little marshmallow legs.
I know, Pillsbury Doughboy.
Pillsbury Doughboy, absolutely is the Pillsbury Doughboy body. He has bat wings. He has a long tail with a red ball on the end of the tail, and he's holding a ladle. And he looks very happy and very well fed.
As soon as this creature flies up over the pots and pans to be able to see Varnak, its little beady black eyes go wide in surprise and goes, "Ah!" And I want everybody to give me initiative.
There is no way in hell I'm killing this thing.
26 initiative for Varnak.
21 for Plum.
Daru, what'd you get?
20.
Born got 24.
Wow, were we all 20 or above?
Yes, you all fucking killed it. However, Varnak does go first with a 26.
I am going to, I've got my weapons in my hand. I'm just going to kind of hold them up. Not like, I'm going to try to be as non-menacing as possible. And just be we're not here to kill you. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
That's really all the better Varnak is at diplomacy, so.
Varnak's pretty bad at diplomacy.
Here goes his roll. That's a 6.
Phenomenal. It's just going to keep screaming.
As I say, I will.
In its little high-pitched voice.
I will end my turn there.
Okay. Vorn, you're up. You hear a little scream coming from inside this room, and Varnak holds up his weapons. He goes, we're not here to kill you.
Vorn will, he wants to go see what this is. I'm trying to decide if I want him to go in the room or if Vorn gets behind Varnak to see what it is and ask what the fuck we're going to do with it. I'm not going to talk to it, but Varnak, you going to kill that?
Still screaming.
I don't see a reason to. It doesn't, it's got a ladle. I don't see it as
You're going to have to speak up. It's screaming pretty loud.
I kind of half close the door, so.
No, I'm gonna go up to the door and close the door.
You just close the door?
I'm just gonna close the door.
I feel like this will be a.
So glad we could make sound effects together.
Plum, come talk to this thing.
Okay. Now, Plum certainly has not seen this, so I will ask you, what is it that we're talking to?
I have no fucking clue.
Well, you're about to find out.
What does it look dangerous?
No.
Very, very, very dangerous.
Very, very not dangerous.
The door in front of you flies open, and the little winged creature throws a pot filled with soup onto Varnak's face.
But is it good? That's That's the really question. Real
oh, it's going to taste like shit.
Aww,
it's going to taste like somebody tried making minestrone soup, but burned everything.
How do you burn a soup?
I mean, I'd prefer that over, like, he put really gross, disgusting things in it.
Yeah.
Pergy's just a really bad cook.
And okay. Apparently a bad shot, too.
He's a bad shot. He gets an 11. This pot of soup just goes flying past Barnak's head.
Does then he, like, go right back into the room and close the door behind him?
Nope. He actually flies past Barnak and goes to the door to the north side of the room.
As a free action, I speak and I say, Farn, what you talking about? Farnak's right. It's adorable. Doesn't look dangerous at all.
Plum, it's your turn.
Did you see it throw that pot at Barnak? It was terrible.
That's pretty funny.
For some reason, I have an image of Vorn just like holding his hand up as the soup flies by so that some of the soup gets on his hand and then licking it.
Yeah, just takes a little lick off his finger.
Even he doesn't like it.
Then you know it's really bad.
It's like, there's no alcohol in this.
It tastes like charcoal.
I call out to him and say, we're not going to hurt you, friend. It's all right. No, it's okay.
It just screams at the top of its lungs.
I can't make us like, kill it.
I'm not making you do anything.
I think you're going to force us to kill this little nice thing.
And we can't let it go running through the whole place, letting everything know we're here.
Mistress!
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good.
I try to make some kind of diplomacy check. Although, make an impression, I guess, is a minute. So
it takes a minute. Yeah, you really can't make a diplomacy check. And I've been kind of letting this fly for a while now, and I'm going to have to stop it by the time we hit the next game that we do. But diplomacy to make an impression does take a minute. There are feats that you can take to lower that time. So I can't make those feats null and void. You don't have enough time to make an impression.
Yeah. I was looking through our alchemical shit here. No tanglefoot bags. I use Mage Hand and try and cover its mouth so it can't scream quite so loud. And that's the end of my turn.
All right. After Plum, it's Daru's turn.
Nah, I'm not attacking this thing.
You certainly hear it screaming.
So I'll make a grapple check.
Daru strides up to it, and this will be the first time we get into making a grapple check. So you're going to make an athletics check, and it will be against its fortitude DC.
That's simple, huh?
That's it. Oh, you have to have one free hand. But I guess you can just drop a hand on the great club. Sure. So it works.
How's a 31 go?
God damn, you rolled a 20 on that dice, too.
Every fucking time.
Seriously. Daru, you just kind of like take your hand and just reach out and grab it around the midsection and you hold it. You actually get a critical success on your grapple check. And now this thing is restrained, not grabbed.
And I'm going for like kind of, since I got the success, I'm also going for a muffle.
Going for the muffle too. I'll give that to you
He's
for free.
He's loud as fuck and it hurts my head.
You roll the 20 on that dice. So between the mage hand over its mouth and Daru's meaty hand over its mouth.
I have this thing, guys. What do I do?
I can just picture you holding it. Like, what do I do?
Look for a cage. Put it under a pot.
Put it in the pot. We'll boil it. No, I'm just kidding.
I look for a big pot. A big pot that this thing... How big is it? Is it actually medium?
The pot?
No, the little flying guy.
It's tiny.
Oh, it's tiny. Yeah, I look for a little pot that we could put him under and just like hold him there.
Oh, for Christ's sake, this is not going the way I thought it was going
to. Put some heavy things on top of it.
All right, well, Daru's got it restrained. Then it goes Varnak and then Vorn. Varnak, what do you do?
Varnak will move up and he will... I think probably do the aid action to aid his grapple.
I got this. No,
I don't think we've done that before. An aid.
I'm not sure we have either. It's a little different than it used to be.
It's actually a reaction. The trigger is an ally is about to use an action that requires a skill check or attack roll.
Yeah, but I do have to basically use an action to
prepare to help.
Prepare to help him.
Yep. Yep.
So basically, now, my turn will be to move up to it and then attempt to help him hold this thing down.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and prepare it. Usually by using an action during your turn. Okay, yep. So you prepare to assist. Are you, like, grabbing the pot? Or are you, like, hovering hands over where this thing is being grappled just in case it escapes, or what?
Oh, is the pot big enough?
Oh, easily.
That I could, like, put it over it?
Oh, easily.
I want to try that.
Why not? So you pick up the pot and you just prepare to...
Yeah, to, like, put it on top of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And that'll help muffle it too, I think, so.
Hopefully. It is still screaming behind Daru's hand. Vorn, what do you do?
I ask if we're going to kill it, and then I just go sit in this chair.
Vorn sits back in a plushy chair.
Is it comfortable?
Oh, dude, it's so comfortable. Okay. You're not used to comfort, and these chairs are plushy. You're, like, sinking into that shit.
We're taking them. They're going on the ship.
Yep.
All right, then after Vorn, the little creature is going to attempt an escape action. An escape is a one action. It actually has the attack trait, interestingly enough. Attempt to escape from being grabbed, immobilized, or restrained. Choose one creature, object, spell, effect, hazard, or other impediment imposing any of those conditions on you. Attempt to check using your unarmed attack modifier against the DC of the effect.
For fuck's sake.
What's your athletics DC, Daru?
21.
21? Holy shit. Oh my god, this is going to be so bad. Yeah, it struggles to attempt to escape Daru's grasp, but it just can't get purchase to do so. And it's going to try another escape action. And this has the... Since the escape action has the attack trait...
It's going to take the penalty.
It's going to take a penalty. Now, when it makes an escape action, it's actually using its unarmed attack. Oh, you got a 14. Okay.
Yeah, what happens when he critically fails on this next time?
Then he can't escape. He can't attempt another escape that turn. So he's going to get an 8 to attempt to escape a second time. And Daru just squeezes, and it can't move. That's its turn. Which brings us to Plum.
I move up and I want to, like, assist trying to get him underneath the tin, but I know I can't. Instead, I look for something heavy to put on top of it once he's under there.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go grab a pile of those journals, or if I see something else that looks heavy.
Stack of books, chair.
There's an end table there. There's an end table. I'm grabbing that end table.
Yeah, in between the two plushy chairs, there's an end table. Okay.
If it's heavy. Is it heavy?
It's not heavy enough to prevent you from doing it.
Well, I mean, do I think it's heavy enough to, like, maybe hold him under that thing?
Oh, I mean, hard to say. You've never seen a creature like this before.
Okay.
I mean, it was strong enough to throw a pot of soup. A full pot of soup at Varnak.
But not very well.
No, I didn't say he threw it but he did it.
When I saw this end table, it made me think of just like a log, but maybe not. Maybe it would be better to grab the books. Yeah, I grab the books. I grab an armful of books that I'm going to put on top of this pot.
Phenomenal.
That's what I do.
Then we're going to get to Daru. So the setup that we have here right now is Varnak has a pot and is ready to assist Daru in putting this thing in the pot upside down, right, on the floor. And Plum is ready to put this stack of books on top of the pot. So the aid action actually has a roll associated with it. So I'm going to need an athletics check from Varnak and Plum. So go ahead and do that.
First off, can I talk to this thing and tell it? Like, I assume it's just like wreathing in my hands, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely.
Can I attempt a diplomacy to calm it?
We just went over this.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a minute. I'm holding this thing. It's not going anywhere.
I mean, I suppose you could hold it for a minute and talk
to it. Yeah, I was going to wait for it to be underneath the pot, and then I was going to start my
making pressing. So we can put it on more, even more stress when I fuck it. Now we're like caging the thing.
Just the way it works, I mean, it could escape in that minute.
It could. Chances are really fucking slim, but it could.
Let's get it under the pot, and then we'll work on the make an impression.
Daru's the one holding it.
That's true. Daru is the one holding it.
What do you want to do, buddy?
I'll pat this guy really nicely and tell him I'm going to put him away.
Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right, little guy. But I guess I got to put you under a pot.
Varnak gets a 20 to aid.
Oh, shit. Okay. Varnak successfully aids. Plum, go ahead and give me your athletics roll to aid.
I never said I was aiding. I'm just putting books on top of the thing.
Oh, I thought you were.
Nah. I think I'm more likely to like critically fail and reduce the success than I am to actually help.
Well, there's a chance you can knock the pot over instead of putting the books on top of it. Give me an athletics check.
That could we make it acrobatics for that? That's more dexterity.
All right. I'll.
Oh, okay, then we're okay. Then we're okay. All right. I only roll a 3, but I get an 11.
Good thing you did athletics. That fails, but it does not critically fail.
All right.
Daru got a 21 on his athletics check to put this thing in under the pot. You get a +1 from Varnak, which gets it to a 22. Daru just like takes this thing and like sets it on the floor, like holding it really close to the floor so that Varnak can put the pot on top of it. And you just clunk, put it on top of it. And you can hear it screaming under there. And Plum places the books on top of the pot. Clumsily, but he does it. Fantastic.
Okay.
Now I make a diplomacy check to begin to make an impression on poor little fly guy. All right.
Okay.
Diplomacy check.
Okay.
I roll a 19. I get a 28. All right. It's okay, little guy. We're not going to hurt you. We're just here to try and help some people out. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. In fact, I'll even give you a job. Once we're done here, you can come be the chef on our ship. It's going to be great. You'll love it.
Does anybody else have anything to say? Daru, are you helping out here?
All right, little guy. Listen to the gnome, the halfling.
Hey, Plum. Did you try that guy's soup? I don't know if we want him on the ship. just throwing that out there.
I did not. I have not yet tasted his cooking.
I've eaten some bad shit. It topped it. Number one.
He could be our mascot then.
I'm all right with that.
He's just so cute.
And now I'm just picturing like Daru and Plum like sitting cross-legged on the floor talking to this pot. Like, everything's going to be okay. It'll be fine. Varnak's nearby making sure that the pot doesn't move and get out of there. It shakes a little bit as it's trying to like get out. After a minute of you talking calmly to it, you don't hear the screaming anymore. It stops screaming and the pot stops jostling around as well.
Very good. All right. Anything you'd like to say, friend?
God, you guys always throw me off.
Capturing the little creature.
I really thought you were just going to straight kill this thing.
We're not monsters.
I underestimated how cute it was.
You never really have the party face cute monsters.
I'll stop screaming.
That's very good.
I already told the mistress, though. She's going to get you.
Do you have a telepathic link with her, then?
Is that when I use my brain to talk to her brain?
Yes.
Yeah, I got one of those.
What did she say back to you?
Perception check, just sense motive, see if he's lying to us about that.
Go ahead and give me a perception check, yeah.
12.
Never really engaged with a creature like this before, it's hard for you to say.
Knowing Plum, do I like assume this thing is like her familiar? Or something like that, or like kind of like
you'd have to give me a check that I know you can't make.
Oh, okay.
There's only one of you that can make this check, and he doesn't give a shit.
Is that me?
I like how you guessed right away.
I could just ask, are you her familiar, like my Roxy?
What's a Roxy?
A parrot that is my familiar.
What's a parrot?
A bird.
Oh, I'm not a bird.
I know, but I'm asking if you're a familiar.
What's a familiar?
Well, I'm assuming you are. So what did your mistress say back to you when you spoke to her and told her that we were here?
Oh, to distract you and keep you busy.
Okay, great. How far do we have to go to get to her?
Oh, I don't know where she is right now.
Okay.
Guys, you have a telepathic link with her.
It's a telepathic link, not GPS.
I like him. Can we be friends with him?
I'm trying to be.
Can I tell what he is?
Give me a crafting check.
Yeah, he's a construct.
He's a construct, Jesus.
That's a homunculus.
Wonderful.
Are you guys going to let me go?
What would you do if we did?
Probably fly to my mistress.
What if we told you you couldn't do that?
You said you didn't know where she was.
No, but I'd find her, I think.
Perfect, we'll follow.
Oh, no, I don't, no, I don't want to do that.
Just let him go.
Actually, I changed my mind.
Well, Roxy, follow him.
I changed my mind. I'm just going to stay under the pot.
Then we're going to eat you.
What? Could you not? I'll make you some soup instead.
Is it going to be the same soup you already threw at him? Because it was terrible.
No, it'll be new soup.
Is it going to be any better?
I don't know. I don't really have taste buds.
If it's not better than that, I'm going to eat you.
You're going to eat me? Now you're starting to scare me. Well, in all reality, I was already pretty damn scared.
I'm done talking.
I'm still pretty scared. It's dark in this pot.
But it casts light in there for him.
Oh, thanks!
I'll ask Vorn if he knows, like, with homunculus, are they, like, completely loyal to their creator then? Like, nothing we can do to...
Yeah, can we not turn them?
I think we gotta kill it.
Or just homunculi are made using a pound of raw material, like clay or something like that, and then a certain amount of its master's blood.
Yep, I think we gotta kill it. We tried.
Are you gonna kill me then?
Just leave it under the pot.
I don't want you to kill me.
Yeah, I don't want it to come back and be a problem when we do fight the mistress. So.
Hey, are you guys talking to me?
Not really. No, we're talking to each other now.
Oh, about what you're gonna do with me?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I'm still voting for eating you.
Don't eat me either. I suppose you have to kill me if you're gonna eat me. Oh, you could try eating me alive. Don't do that, though. That sounds painful.
What if we promise to kill you quickly and painlessly?
I think that sounds terrible.
But it's a lot better than dying slowly and painfully.
You would do that?
Well, I think the druid might, I say, with it.
What's a druid?
The one that keeps saying it's going to eat you.
Oh, the smelly one.
You could smell me through that?
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I came out the door, I could smell you.
Yeah, I mean...
I can't smell you now. I'm in the pot. It smells like my soup, which smells pretty good.
All right, we tried Daru. Does that count as attempting to redeem it?
Yeah, it's...
We kill it now?
I mean, you guys can do what you do best. You murdering savages.
I don't think I murder best. I think I drink best.
Did you guys decide what to do with me?
Yes, we're just going to leave you underneath the pan and see what happens once we kill your mistress.
Please don't do that?
Well, I tell you what, your friend. We're going to try not to. We're going to talk to her. And we're going to see what's going on. And if she will willingly stop doing the things that she's doing, you know, this whole revenge thing, trying to destroy a town full of people, we're going to, if she decides not to do that anymore, well, that's fine. We'll work something out amicably. We just feel as though that's not very likely.
Okay, I'll let her know.
If you can, that'd be great.
I just did.
Oh, okay. What does she say back?
Nothing.
Take a minute to make an impression through this guy to Vilry?
No. No.
I pick him up and
hold him. I get what you're doing.
I pick him up and hold him like a telephone.
No. I'm bending things already to have this conversation with you guys, but technically homunculi cannot speak. But I just could not pass up this opportunity.
This one does. It's an alchemically mutated homunculi, obviously.
That's me. So you're just going to leave me here?
Well, yeah. That's the plan, really. Sorry.
Okay. Well, bye, I guess.
Yeah, take care. We hope to see you again. Really, honestly, I do.
Will you let me out of here?
If everything works right with Villery and she agrees to stop trying to kill everybody, then yeah, absolutely we will.
No, I mean like right now.
Oh, no, not right now.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I hope you don't have to pee.
I don't pee.
Varnak will stack more stuff like on it and around the pot and just like make sure this thing is not getting out of here.
Just take one of the plushy chairs and turn it upside down on the pot.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, then. Oh, what else is there here that could kill us besides Vilry?
Oh, lots of things.
Fantastic. Do you think they'll come upstairs here?
Oh, definitely.
Fantastic.
Especially now. I hope you weren't planning to rest anytime soon.
Nope, I'm leaving right now. See you later. We should all go. We should all go and go camp somewhere and rest and come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
All right, so.
I say we go. We should go camp.
I agree.
We got to go rest before we get into this dungeon crawl.
I guess, yeah, we can try to disguise our camp and hide somewhere and hope we make it through without them finding us.
I think that's the way to do it.
Because, yeah, I don't see much other choice if you guys have your spells used up. Because, yeah, they're starting to hit hard.
Yeah. So let's do it. Let's go out, go a mile or so away, and find a place to camp, and we'll come back tomorrow.
We have Roxy keep an eye on this place?
Yeah, she could. She probably needs to sleep at some point, but sure, she can keep an eye on it.
I mean, someone just won't be here in the morning, but...
Probably not, but that's okay.
Whatever. We tried. We tried to be good people.
We did. We gave it a shot.
It's going to screw us over, but...
I mean, the damage is already done.
Yeah. I don't think it will aid her that much in combat or anything like that.
No, I see it as just like a silly servant. Okay. Let's go. We go... What do you think? A mile?
I'd probably say like two.
2 miles.
So yeah, that's what we'll do.
Have you guys decided what you're doing?
We're already gone.
Oh, damn it.
That thing is buried under tons of stuff, and we're gone. I'm going to tell it what we're doing.
I kind of hoped you were going to.
Thorne might actually tell it what we're doing.
Oh, someone should tell it, roll a deception and tell it that we're doing something that we're not doing.
Ooh, I could do that. In fact, I will.
Like, yeah, we're coming for her.
Oh, get that bitch.
No, we're going to go, let's say we're just going to hide in like where the orcs slept.
You're going to go stay in Lord Nar's place?
Well, I don't suppose it matters much if you know or not. Yeah, that's what we're going to go do. And I'll make a deception check.
All right, go ahead.
I'm checking to see if any of my rings help me.
Are you buying something from it?
I think that was haggling.
Yeah, I
think you're right, yeah. Hold on, let me check deception.
I think it's a lie action.
Yeah, this would just be a lie action, for sure.
All right, I make a deception check. I get a 28. I critically succeed my lie.
This thing is bad at everything.
Good.
For fuck's sake.
It's actually not a perception check, I guess. It says compare the perception DC of every creature you're trying to fool.
Yeah, that's it's
so it's just 10 plus its perception.
Yep.
Your deception check against its perception DC.
So you're just going to stay over there then, yeah?
I mean, it's got a roof over the head and it's
defensible. I mean, technically you're right.
It's defensible, you know, just one point of ingress. So we
okay.
Can bottleneck anybody that might come try and get us? Yeah, it seems like a good plan to me.
Sure, okay.
Anyway, you have a good
night
here. The Malgum
will probably still come for you.
You know, I think it's just a chance we're going to take at this point.
What did he say? Who was going to come for us?
I said the Amalgam.
What's that?
What's an Amalgam? What are
I'm
its
not
weaknesses?
Really sure. It's ugly.
Oh,
well. That's not a weakness. It's a strength.
Sure, yeah, okay. Wait, you wanted to know its weakness?
Yeah, how do you
know? No, I'm not giving you that.
Oh, you should.
It's just gonna come and kill you, probably.
What if we make a barter? What if you tell us how to kill it and we'll let you out of this pot?
No, I don't think I can do that. Hold on, let me check.
You can't or you won't?
No, she said I can't do that.
Okay, well, you're just gonna be in the pot then, sorry.
Okay.
Why aren't we killing this thing?
Could you tell her?
Can we just kill it now?
Can you tell her to stop killing everybody in Plaguestone?
Well, as far as I know, she hasn't killed anybody yet, but I think she's going to.
Well, could you tell her to stop trying to destroy Plaguestone?
Okay, hold on. She said no.
Okay, can you ask her why?
Okay, hold on. She said no.
Can we somehow...
She used a bunch of other words, too, but I don't feel like I can say them out loud.
Okay. Can we seal the pot to the floor so it would run out of breath?
Nah.
I mean, you could try to suffocate me, but I don't really breathe air.
A homunculus can't even be redeemed, right? I could just take a great club to this pot.
I mean, we have done basically everything we can to try to get this thing that like us.
But that's kind of like murder, so... But is it even a thing?
No, it's telling its mistress what to... everything about us, so...
No, but I'm thinking of just taking a great club to the pot, so I feel like...
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
All right, Desna, Varnak said it's good.
Is who's this like Desna?
This be a coup de grace?
You're gonna coup de grace the pot?
Just squish the pot into the floor.
How's a 27 look on the pot?
On the pot?
Yeah, I'm crushing the pot.
You're just hitting the pot?
It's gonna kill this thing.
I mean, he's trying to crush, squish the pot to nothing with it in it.
Hold on a second.
I don't naturally do things.
I'm trying to find something that says you can critically hit pots. Sorry, that's too specific. Objects.
The answer's fucking yes.
Go ahead, damage it. Damage the pot.
21 damage.
Bludgeoning. 21 damage to the pot. Daru comes and just brings the great club down in the pot. Just clang.
Ah! That was loud! What are you trying to do?
What the fuck was the pot made of?
Iron.
And I didn't fucking crush it.
5 hardness, 20 hit points.
Okay, so it did something.
It's broken, technically. It won't hold soup, but you didn't crush the thing.
Well, better hit it again.
How about this time?
Hit it again.
Okay, hit it again.
With a 29 critical hit again.
Ah! I can tell you're trying to kill me now!
17 damage.
Please stop!
I mean, that pot is absolutely destroyed.
Oh yeah, the pot's screwed now. I'm trying to figure out how I want to run this. I almost want to do initiative.
I think we have to at this point.
Or you could do it. It's squished to a bloody pulp.
I'm not just going to kill the thing because you say you want to. I could, but I won't.
If anything,
you bullied me into letting you break down the door. You're not bullying me into letting you just kill this thing.
If anything, it has some status effects from being fucking ears ruptured.
It's probably deafened, yeah. All right. Let's do this. Let's get initiative checks down.
Varnak gets a 26 on initiative.
Born got a 25.
18.
Cool. Everybody goes before Perky does. All right. Now I'll let you just kill it.
Everyone swing.
Like everybody smash it all at the same time.
I pull out my crowbar.
Varnak will use his first action to designate its hunter's target.
The pot?
No, him. You've destroyed the pot. It's loose now.
Yeah. Everybody go ahead and just give me attacks. You guys would have to really screw this up not to kill it.
22 for 10 damage. 24 for 8 damage.
Perky's status destroyed.
I mean, Swanee's the only one actually giving me rolls here, but on my side for Fantasy Grounds, there's dice flying all over the place.
I made him do a reflex save and he failed.
Pretty badly. Yeah, Daru smashes the pot twice. The pot cracks and splits open, and then everybody just gathers around it and just stomps this thing. I picture the four of you surrounding it and just like, I'm trying to think of a movie where this happens.
It's the printer in
Office Space.
In Office Space.
Absolutely, that's what's happening. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Gangster.
Fergie's dead.
Yeah, Varnak's like, I didn't want to have to do that, but seemed kind of necessary at that point.
Yeah, I really don't think there's any way around it.
I didn't want it to aid her anymore, and she didn't seem like she was going to give up, so...
Also given, it as far as you can tell, it gave decent amount of information about you to its master as well.
As if she didn't already have it.
So now we're going to go do our rest thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We travel 2 miles away. And we try and hide our camp.
Just quick curb stomp the homunculus and then go sleep.
Yep.
I'm bringing one of these chairs with me.
Damn.
Thanks for joining us here at the MinMax Podcast. We want to encourage you to follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, at MinMaxed. That's MNMAXED, as always. Many of the sounds you hear in the MinMax Podcast are provided by Sirenscape. Check them out at Sirenscape.com. Join us again next week as we continue our adventures into the Fall of Plaguestone and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Until then, we hope you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.